Hey, what's going on? It's Joe Rock, and very happy to have with me, you know him from the Joe Perry Project, you know him from the Hollywood Vampires, and of course, you know him from Aerosmith, guitarist Joe Perry. How's it going today, Joe?
It's going good. It's going good, man.
So, got to tell you, checking out the new single from the Joe Perry Project, Fortunate One, Chris Robinson on vocals. How did that come about?
Well, okay. The first version of Switzerland Manifesto had come out, and so I still had some songs that we didn't have room for that release, and I was working on some new material, and I had some time off in London on an Aerosmith tour, and went to the studio, and had two of my sons fly out, who are both engineers and musicians, and I started some work with them, and the riff from Fortunate One was kind of bubbling under, so we finished those songs off. We finished that one off and Quake. One was with my son Tony, the other one was with Roman. And Fortunate One, I had the riff down, we arranged it kind of like how I wanted it. I wasn't sure like where it was going to go. And when I came back to the States, my manager sent it to Chris Robinson and said, you know, like just what it was, just like all the other songs. You know, we had all these songs all laid out, and Chris Robinson sent it back with that vocal on it. And basically we just took that and just put it on the record. I mean, he nailed it right from the start. So, I mean, I always felt like it was a kind of a classic rock song, only it was brand new. And I hope other people hear it like that. It sounds like something that we would have recorded, you know, I don't know, 30 years ago, but, I didn't know Chris Robinson back then, and I hadn't written it then. So it's now, and that's it. So that's the story.
So you're out on the road. You're doing a bunch of Northeast states with the Joe Perry Project behind Switzerland Manifesto. Are you looking to do a fuller tour with the Joe Perry Project?
Well, I wish. I mean, if I had the time, I definitely would. But, you know, I've been waiting around for Elon Musk to come up with a weak stretcher, and he hasn't done it yet. But, you know, there's only so many days, and you know, I've got the Vampires run was booked almost 2 years ago. You know, we put that in. It was the only time we had where everybody was open. So we've been holding on to those 2 months, and then with Aerosmith coming in, it's you know, and then with Johnny and who knows, you know, what's going to happen. But we had this slot of time, and this record was ready to go. So that's it. You know, we've got like 6 gigs, but with the internet, you know, people will be putting stuff online, and it's better than not playing at all. So I would love to be able to do more shows, especially with this lineup, but that, you know, this is it. So I don't know. And I don't know when I'll be able to do it again either. So this is it. This is it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the Hollywood Vampires in there. You've got some European dates, and you got Live in Rio, which it's not just you and Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp and Tommy Henriksen, but I'm looking at the clip of I Got a Line on You. You got Matt Sorum on the drums. You got Duff McKagan on the bass. How hot is that show? Because that has to be absolutely amazing.
I'll tell you, man, it's like waking up in a dream, and it's real. It's like you got some of the best players. Not that you know, you can take anything away from some of the, you know, the guys that are in the Vampires now, or even the Project. You know, it's just that band was rocking, and that was the first lineup. I just wish we were doing like one of the songs off the new album, but hey, that's how it goes, you know. The band is like a kind of, it's like the ultimate garage band, you know. I mean, we're all together because we love playing, and we're all, you know, buddies.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing because you took a 55-year-old song and I got a line on you from Spirit and you made it sound brand new. And when you get into decades like that, it's amazing that this year marks 50 years of Aerosmith. So are there plans to do anything to celebrate that anniversary?
Yeah, I think that, I don't know if I'm not supposed to announce it or not, but we are going to announce the tour and it's going to start in September. And we'll go into next year. Being one of the guys who votes on this kind of thing, it looks like we're going to do it.
Awesome. So, you know, looking at what 50 years of a celebration will Aerosmith look like, I know that Joey Kramer has been MIA here and there. Do you expect him? Do you think there's a possibility he'll be back behind the kit for tour?
That's probably one of the hardest things. I mean, you know, I got to say, you know, like drumming is probably one of the most athletic parts of playing in a band. So it's really hard. It's been mostly because he's just like physically, just beating himself up over the last 50 years. So I don't know. I mean, he's still officially a member of the band, but I don't think he's going to be sitting on behind the drums, at least for this next run. So other than that, I really can't say.
Okay. Well, you know, you've got the new album from the Joe Perry Project. You got the Live in Rio thing coming from Hollywood Vampires. Do you think that there's a possibility that we're going to hear new Aerosmith music too?
At this point, I can't say. I really don't know, but I know that we have a pile of material that hasn't been released. So I think we're focusing on that right now. But the main thing is just getting this tour up and running.
All right. So, with all this stuff you're working on, with all these different bands, do you honestly have a preference for any one of these bands that you work with?
No, I have to say, no, Aerosmith is my lifeblood. You know what I mean? It's like, those are my brothers of choice. And this is, the rest of it has just been like, I'm always, when Aerosmith isn't working, you know what I mean? I was always writing, always, laying tracks on. I have 7 solo albums, I think. And, I'm always like playing, and I might as well turn the tape recorder on. Other than that, I'm in the different bands for different reasons, mostly because I like to play. So I don't know, but Aerosmith is definitely, you boil it down, man, Aerosmith's my day job, my night job. And, it's just when we're not working, doing that, I've got to fill my time up,
All right. Well, I know that we have just a little bit of time before they cut us off. So I got just one last question for you. You mentioned going out on the road starting in September. Do you have any idea, any locations that you might want to share with us that you think the band will be hitting?
The United States.
I will take that as a legitimate answer, my friend.
All right. It's the best I can do right now without seeing the schedule, but I know that that's what our focus is. We haven't been on the road on a regular tour for almost 7 years. So I can think of about at least 40 cities that I'm looking forward to playing in.
There you go. Well, Joe, I appreciate the time. Thank you for being so generous to speak with us. And, we'll see you when you get out on the road.
All right, man. Thanks very much.